Duxbury will be holding their annual and special town meeting tomorrow, and joining us this morning with a preview is Town Manager Rainey Reed. Mr. Reed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good morning. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So the annual town meeting has 29 articles on the warrant. Which ones do you expect will generate the most debate and discussion?
My guess is there's going to be some discussion on sidewalks on Washington Street, which is an interesting project for a design work and survey of the length of a portion of the length of Washington Street for about $265,000. I think that'll generate a lot of conversation. I think we'll have conversation over some of our matching grant funds and what we're going to do with those in terms of future projects, all of which remain to be seen. I think there'll be discussion, and I'm hoping a good discussion and a positive vote for our new DPW facility. That's a $26.5 million project that we're going to have the voters consider putting a question on the ballot 2 weeks from now. So they're going to have that chance to talk about it, the article tomorrow, and hopefully that'll pass. I think there'll be some discussion on issues related to off-site storage for spent nuclear fuel at the former nuclear power plant in Plymouth. So we want to, and then there's an article to amend our general bylaws to prevent the discharge of nuclear radioactive waste into the bay. I think those are the kind of conversations that we're going to be having tomorrow.
And then the special town meeting has 8 articles. Which of these do you expect will generate the most debate and discussion?
These are our money articles that allow us to spend money in this current year regarding supplemental appropriations for snow and ice. We have storms. Special Education Reserve Fund that always has a little bit of conversation. Stabilization Fund that's putting money away. We're putting $500,000 in there, which is always a good move. We want to pay off some short-term debt on the order of about $330,000. So I think there'll be good conversation there. The bigger conversation with regard to money, of course, will be in the annual town meeting under Article 5, our operating budget. And we're proposing an $86 million budget this year. That includes the schools, the town, everything it costs to run our town. So I think it'll be a lot of good debate, a lot of good points made, and we're excited to get it running.
Now, will there be COVID protocols in place?
Interestingly enough, we're meeting in the gym because when we scheduled this a month and a half ago, we were still operating under the COVID regulations for social distancing, for masking requirements, and at that time we were going to originally hoping to have it in the PAC, but we moved it into the gym so that there can be more adequate space. Since that time, everything has changed. So masks won't be required, but they are certainly optional. We will have hand sanitizer in place, and we will have 6 feet spacing just to be safe. So if anybody has any concerns with those kind of things, we hope to be able to address it adequately for everybody's involvement.
And do you think you'll be able to wrap up both meetings in one day?
That's my favorite question, Dan. I sure hope so. Like you said, we have 29 articles in the annual. We have 8 in the special. I think we should be able to get through it in a day. It's going to be a rainy day, I guess, and people will be inside. It's something good to do on a rainy day, and we hope everybody comes. We'll try and get through it as best we can in one day and see how we do.
Okay, well, the Duxbury special and annual town meetings will begin at 9 a.m. with check-in at 8 a.m. at Duxbury High School at 71 Alden Street. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. Have a great day.
Thank you as well.